Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. It's all coming down to a Democrat from West Virginia, Joe Manchin. What is our Constitution? What does it say about this? We go through the case of how Joe Manchin can save America. It's all on him. We might be disappointed, but we're right here for it. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And I just want to thank some of our supporters from charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Arlen from Nevada. I want to thank Ray from Texas, and I want to thank Tom from Illinois. You guys, when you get behind us, it's incredible. We go to new heights when you support us at charliekirk.com/support. We love hearing from you, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models of your car, Fiat, Kia, or different models like Pacifica or XT5, it is impossible to stock all the parts you need. You have computers with access to rockauto.com, so why allow yourself to be intimidated by the people that run the auto part stores? One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or 100% more on the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible, rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see the parts available for your car or truck. Write Charlie Kirk in there. How'd you hear about us, Box? So they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. I'm still waiting for all the unity. Remember when Joe Biden gave his inaugural address and he says, we want to bring the country together? He said he was going to be a great healer. Instead, Joe Biden is governing like Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson was the governor of New Jersey, the president of Princeton University, a college professor and academic, one of the most radical presidents in American history, and quite honestly, one of the worst. Woodrow Wilson was more concerned with his legacy than what was right for America. He believed the founding fathers were misled. He was the first president in American history to actually philosophically and politically challenge the beliefs of the founding fathers. Woodrow Wilson and Joe Biden are very similar. They care about a radical restructuring and redefinition of America. And I'm going to say something controversial that I have not said publicly. You ready for this? Joe Biden is governing much more radically than Barack Obama. Let me say that again. Joe Biden is governing more radically than Barack Obama. One of the main reasons is because the people behind him are growing impatient. And they're starting to smell and taste victory. Cut 86, MSNBC analyst, says it himself. Play cut 86.
Just trying to push forward. So that's a big thing, a paradigm kind of shift. Maybe I know we've been talking about this for several weeks here. You know, the Roosevelt era to the Reagan era. Are we on the verge of a new activist, progressive era led in an unlikely way by Joe Biden? I think that's not impossible.
Not impossible. MSNBC starting to get excited. Joe Biden is doing more for the anti-American cause in America than any person that has been in office recently. Joe Biden is now floating out the idea of packing the courts. Just so we're clear, there are about six different constitutional crushing issues happening simultaneously. Court packing, DC, HR 5, HR 1, gun grabbing. We have like a multi-front war right now. Metaphorical war for Media Matters that's watching at home. Cut 84, Peter Ducey talking about what's in order on the Supreme Court. Cut 84.
Got some of this executive order now that just came out a few minutes ago. It says this commission's purpose is to provide an analysis of the principal arguments in the contemporary public debate for and against Supreme Court reform, including an appraisal of the merits and legality of particular reform proposals. The topics it will examine include the genesis of the reform debate, the court's role in the constitutional system, the length of service and turnover of justices on the court, the membership and size of the court, and the court's case selection rules and practices.
None of that is why they're mentioning this. It's not why they're, there's two reasons. Smokescreen, Overton window. They're trying to distract from their gun grabbing. They're trying to distract from Hunter Biden. So they are intentionally forcing the issue on court packing. What a bizarre strategy, right? No one asked you about court packing. No, the Biden administration is now embracing an effective leftist strategy while most Republicans and conservatives sit idly by. They force the issue. I wish that Donald Trump would have done a little bit of this. He should have just said, I'm going to start a roundtable, a committee. We're going to go study whether or not we should go deport 11 million people. It would have been hilarious. We all know what the committee's going to, we know what this finding's going to be. You're trying to tell me that this committee that Joe Biden is going to have come back and say, Mr. President, we have found that courts shouldn't be packed. And of course, we know how it's going to. This is a show trial. Instead, they're intentionally trying to move the Overton window. Here's how. Float it out. Have the right-wing media react to it, which therefore makes it more palatable in left-wing circles because they hate us so much. And then this committee is going to issue some form of a report. And once that committee issues some form of a report, then they will have the philosophical justification to go pack the courts. And they also want to distract from something. That's the only reason they're doing this. They want to move the Overton window. Now, my next book is about college. I'm tempted to actually make my next book about the Overton window because the more I study this and the more I read the news, honestly, for hours a day, I realize that nothing matters except the spectrum of what ideas are unthinkable to what is acceptable. And packing of the United States Supreme Court was unthinkable prior to Joe Biden. So Joe Biden and Ron Klain, who's really running the government right now, and as a side note to that, why don't we have a roster of every single person working in the White House, what they eat for lunch, where they go home? The point being is that every staffer in the White House that I knew when I used to, I'm not invited to the White House anymore. When I went to the White House, they were followed. They were asked questions. They were investigated beyond anything you could imagine. We don't even know who these people are right now. Side note. But Ron Klain, who's running the government, and I think he's actually, if I hated America, I would be a huge Ron Klain fan. This guy, I got to give him credit. He is conducting a pretty effective strategy. Don't have Joe Biden do open press, send out surrogates, lean on the media, move the Overton window. If you don't know what the Overton window is, we've mentioned it a couple times on our program. It's just a spectrum. It is a continuum of which ideas go from unthinkable to radical to acceptable to popular to policy. Remember Cut 85? Joe Biden on 60 Minutes saying he wants to go well beyond court packing. Cut 85.
And it's not about court packing. There's a number of other things that our constitutional scholars have debated, and I'd look to see what recommendations that commission might make.
So you're telling us you're going to study this issue about whether to pack the court.
No, whether there's a number of alternatives that are go well beyond packing.
This is a live ball.
Oh, it is a live ball. No, it is a live ball. We're going to have to do that.
Studying. Really? We're supposed to believe that? This is such a gaslighting technique. This is how you incrementally prepare America for what they want to do. So again, they want to turn the corner. How do we prevent them from turning the corner? I say this non-sarcastically, but a Democrat could actually end up saving the country. Not everyone will agree at this, but I will go head to head with anyone against this. We're at a critical moment. And anyone who has an honest observation of history, I think, will agree with this. That this period of time is an inflection point. We are at the last gasp of the exhausted phase. So the question is, will the left actually be able to execute this small window of time they have? Will they be able to get it done? Because here's the reality of the situation. Republicans are likely taking back the House in 2022. Unless H.R. 1 passes, which is likely unconstitutional, Republicans will take back the House of Representatives. Therefore, Democrats are trying to get as much as they possibly can get done right now in this moment of time. So they're trying to pack the courts, or at least trying to move the spectrum of it. And so who stands in the way of all of this? A Democrat. A Democrat from West Virginia by the name of Joe Manchin. And I want to go piece by piece of what he wrote and what he said, because we are now going to enter a new phase. The phase we're about to enter is the phase of the Manchin administration, where Joe Manchin becomes God King of America. I kid you. I say this non-sarcastically. Joe Manchin is going to be in charge of the country. And everyone is going to have to go through the Manchin office in order to get policy done. And he's talking a big game, everybody. And I will say this. If he actually does what he says he's going to do, he will have done more of a moral good for America than most Republican presidents in the last 40 years. But the reaction from the activist press in regards to Joe Manchin has been very telling. So Joe Manchin had an incredible piece. This takes guts, guys. I'm telling you, this is courage. Joe Manchin, I will not vote to eliminate or weaken the filibuster. What does that mean? Without getting too into the wonkiness, at the very minimum, it will take 50 votes to radically redefine and destroy the country. At the minimum. Joe Manchin has said, I will not agree to that 50 vote threshold to break what is usually needed 60 votes. It is more complicated than that. But basically, Joe, here's the best way I can describe without getting into the deep nuance of it. And we have done entire podcasts on this if you're interested in it. The history, the precedent, why the filibuster needs. I think that was like 2 weeks ago, right? We did that. You guys can check out the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. I encourage you to do it. So here's the long and short of it. Joe Manchin is basically saying, I am not going to support H.R. 1, H.R. 5, D.C. as a state, these ridiculous reconciliation without 60 votes. That's what Joe Manchin is saying. He writes in the Washington Post, quote, I will not vote to eliminate or weaken the filibuster. He says, quote, every time the Senate has voted to weaken the filibuster in the past decade, the political dysfunction and gridlock has grown more severe. This has always been the case. This is what he says. I simply do not believe that budget reconciliation should replace regular order in the Senate. How is that good for the future of this nation? Senate Democrats must avoid the temptation to abandon our Republican colleagues on important national issues. Republicans, however, have a responsibility to stop saying no and participate in finding real compromise with Democrats. He says this, quote, we will not solve our nation's problems in one Congress if we seek only partisan solutions. Instead, on fixating on eliminating the filibuster, on shortcutting the legislative process through budget reconciliation, it's time we do our jobs. He writes eloquently here that he will not succumb to the revolutionary impulses that are inherently anti-constitutional And I'll explain what I mean by that. To get things done really quickly to remake America in your image. The Constitution is inherently a slow document. The Constitution is a slow document. It's not a fast document. Why does that matter? The Founding Fathers feared that if you get too hot-headed and want to do something too quickly, it's probably a bad idea and you're going to regret it. That deliberation, discussion, dialogue, separation of powers, pondering, and yes, prayer are incredibly important. In fact, the Founding Fathers wrote this. I read this the other day. What is necessary to pass good laws? Frugality, piety, moderation, and temperance. What do those words even mean? Frugality, spending little. Piety, humility under God. Temperance, the ability to slow yourself down when you want to go fast. So Joe Manchin is basically saying, we're not going to get this all done in this Congress. What Joe Manchin is basically saying, and he deserves credit for this, is that you guys are going to have to win more elections than just one Georgia runoff where people then show up with questionable mail-in balloting practices. Basically, Joe Manchin is saying, I'm not going to agree to take over the entire government just because you have this short moment in power. And the revolutionaries, the Bolsheviks, are saying, we have our time. The revolution is now. Storm the Bastille. Build the guillotine right here, right now. Go after the Romanovs. It's kind of a blend of the French and Russian Revolution references, if you understand your history. They want it. They smell it. And they're afraid that they might not get this chance again. I think an unintended blessing of the Democrats getting this close to turning the corner, if we prevent it, is that we're never going to forget what they're actually going to do with power because they're showing us what they're going to do with power. A blessing, if we can stop them from doing this legislatively, is we can show what they're willing to do and almost get there, and we can use it as a point of continually saying, never give these people power, because they were inches away from H.R. 1, H.R. 5, D.C. as a state, getting rid of the filibuster and adding Supreme Court justices. We all know that conservatives are getting kicked off of social media. So why are we choosing to give all these tech companies all of our data? Now is the time to take a stand. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. You see, every device, whether you're on your phone, laptop, or television, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can never see my IP address. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. Protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every single day. Visit expressvpn.com to get 3 extra months on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie to get 3 extra months free. expressvpn.com/Charlie. So how is the left reacting to this? How is the left reacting to Joe Manchin basically saying, I want a slow, deliberative process that typically, if we govern in the European model, which is quick, fast, somewhat revolutionary, we're probably going to make a mistake. How are they reacting? Vanity Fair. God Emperor Joe Manchin might single-handedly throttle the Democratic agenda by Eric Lutz. I actually laughed when I read this article. They're being sarcastic. They're basically saying this guy has way too much power. How dare he stop our goals and aims? Do you know how much money we spent? Do you know how hard we worked just to try to get the trifecta? Only to run into Joe Manchin. And by the way, it's not just Joe Manchin. If I were to try to do a strategy here, if anyone here is listening or watching in Montana, if anyone here is listening or watching in Georgia, we are on a station in Georgia, and I know we have some live stream viewers in Georgia. If anyone here is listening or watching in Arizona, John Tester, Raphael Warnock, and Kyrsten Sinema, broaden and expand the filibuster conversation to not just Joe Manchin in case he wavers. It does not look like he will. Joe Manchin did an exclusive interview with CNN where he said that the Capitol event on January the 6th, can you find that cut, was the reason why he wants to protect the filibuster, which is actually a very good explanation. Play tape.
January 6th changed me, and I was very clear with everybody. I never thought in my life, I never read in history books, to where our form of government had been attacked at our seat of government, which is Washington, D.C., at our capital, by our own people. Now, the British did it, but not Americans. So something told me, wait a minute, pause, hit the pause button. Something's wrong. You can't have this many people split to where they want to go to war with each other.
Now, I might disagree with some of the descriptions generally, but I actually, what he said there, I think is pretty fair. What I do love what he has to say, though, he's trying to turn down the temperature. He's trying to de-escalate things. I actually think his intentions are probably pretty good. I'm not getting into the intention business here because I actually also think he wants to be the most important senator in Washington, D.C. So guess what? His intentions are irrelevant. He's doing a moral good. Whether he wanted to be king or whether he wants to be Mother Teresa, he is blocking the Democrat agenda, which is a moral contribution to Western civilization. Washington Post, opinion, we're all Joe Manchin's prisoners. Why don't you be a little bit more explicit? I love this reasoning. I love deconstructing this one fallacy. So what Paul Weidman, columnist for The Washington Post, probably went to Harvard. He says, I won't go through all of Manchin's rationales for defending the filibuster, except to say that some are so ridiculous, it's almost as if he's trying to make readers throw up their hands in exasperation. Man, I like Manchin more by the day. The more op-eds I read in The Washington Post of them just angrily just typing at 2 a.m. these op-eds, the happier I get. Here is what he says. Manchin claims, for instance, that the fact that Wyoming's 600,000 residents get the same two senators as 40 million Californians, quote, goes to the heart of what representative government is. That's quite a view of representative government. Yeah, that's a good question. Paul Weidman, why does every state have two senators? Why does it work that way? Why does a state that has more cattle than people get as much representation as densely populated Manhattan? Why is that? It's because we're not a democracy. That's why. The system of government we have is a constitutional republic. What's the difference? Democracy is pure and simple mob rule. A republic is different. A republic is a coalition of states. The states created the federal government. The federal government didn't create the states. Now, Paul Weidman, this opinion op-ed writer who says we're all Joe Manchin's prisoners as he is angrily blog posting in the Washington Post, just screaming at us. He's just been all caps. It's actually really funny. He says, he literally says here, its own paragraph in the Washington Post. So what does he want? That's literally a thing. It's like a plea to the sky. They are the angriest winners I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen people win something and be so angry. So why is it that South Dakota has two senators? Why is there equality in that? The reason is in the Great Compromise, population was given preference in the House. But if we are going to have the United States of America, then the sovereignty of the states must have some form of equilibrium. It's necessary. Because South Dakota has something to offer too. South Dakota's sovereignty matters. Wyoming's sovereignty matters. So while this smug jerk that writes for the Washington Post, Paul Weidman, thinks that just because Wyoming does not have the most amount of the same people as California, he thinks their sovereignty, their voice, and their issues don't matter. When he is probably driving a Tesla powered by natural gas or fossil fuels that was extracted from Wyoming for the preference of the ruling class lifestyle in California. What's the point? The point is that the need, wants, and interest of all the coalition of states that are called flyover states are essential to a republic to function. Now, if Paul Weidman, who is accusing Joe Manchin of not understanding representative government, wants to have a strict mobocracy, then he should change the framework that we're in. That's really what they want to do. But what is it about a state-based system that makes us different? It slows things down. It gives a voice to a state like West Virginia that otherwise would not have a voice. It gives representation to more people. You see, if it was purely about population, who would represent the breadbasket? Truly. Who would represent the values of a free America? And before I get lectured about the only thing that matters is pure headcount, which is what he says. And by the way, I'm not diminishing headcount. That's what the House of Representatives is. In fact, Republicans did better in the House of Representatives, which is a headcount as hyper-local as you can. And also, in the Senate, if you want to have an idea spread, then win over more states. But before I get lectured by Paul Weidman on this, what states disproportionately serve in the United States military more than others? Southern states and Midwestern states. The states that he condescendingly puts into his article as if they should have less of a voice. The state sovereignty argument is so important that as soon as you leave Idaho and you go to Oregon, things change. Your gun rights change. Your private property rights change. Your free speech rights change. There's a difference between the states. They must be recognized. You see, in the original formation of our government, the states pre-existed the federal government. That is so different than the European project, I have to keep on reinforcing it. The only reason we were able to withstand the illegal, unconstitutional, and immoral Chinese coronavirus lockdowns was because of a states-based system. Was because Florida was able to make good decisions while California wanted to make bad decisions and Washington, D.C. was not able to have top-down orders. That's a big deal. And that system is supposed to be a reflection in the U.S. Senate. Paul Waldman, someone should ask him, the 17th Amendment. What is the Senate? Someone should ask him that. What is the Senate? Well, prior to the 17th Amendment, the Senate was a direct reflection of the state legislature. That's the way the founding fathers envisioned. In fact, I can make an argument that getting rid of state legislator-appointed senators was one of the worst mistakes in American history. It turned senators into national celebrities. It turned state legislators to be far less important. Because when a senator would do something they didn't like, they would recall them immediately and put a new one out there. If you come from a natural rights doctrine perspective, all of this makes sense. If you come from a Rousseauian state right granted perspective, I would be angry at Manchin too. If you believe that the church is government, if you believe your salvation is in another government program, if you believe that things aren't working fast enough for you and that we need more government dependence, we need to remake America in this image, I would think Joe Manchin is standing in the way of the Jacobins executing the reign of terror, which he is. Joe Manchin is the man standing upon history and saying, stop. Joe Manchin has more courage as it is, and I'll be disappointed at any time. But as it is right now, he has more courage than most establishment Republicans. Joe Manchin has more courage than Mitt Romney. Joe Manchin has more courage than Asa Hutchinson. Joe Manchin has more courage than most Republican presidents in the last 40 years. Because he's standing up against his party and he's saying, no. I know what you want. You got to go about it differently. Go win more elections is what he's saying. Go back to the people and have them give you more power than a 50-50 power sharing agreement that can be split by the vice president. I'm not going to sign my name to it. That's not our system. Joe Manchin is saying that a deliberative, intentional process is important. Now, what does that actually mean? It means that if nothing gets done, that's okay because you remain free. That's what it means. It means that if the Senate fails, you have liberty. It means that if the Senate does not work as fast, you can remain in a state of freedom where you can go to church and start a business and live your life as you see fit. That's not a small thing. He's blocking the gateway to America's decline. And if we prevent them from turning the corner, a brave Democrat from West Virginia is the man we can thank. By now, you've all heard me talk about how MyPillow is incredible. A lot of you are asking, how do I support Mike Lindell? Well, everything Mike Lindell makes is made in America. And a lot of you think that Mike Lindell is very courageous. And so if you want to get behind Mike Lindell and the work he is doing and say, you know what, Mike, I have your back, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Kirk. Whatever you check out on MyPillow.com, use the promo code Kirk. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $70. That's $40 in savings. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. If you want to support Mike Lindell and get something made in America that's awesome, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Support Charlie Kirk, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Kamala Harris is refusing to go to the southern border. And I think the entire immigration issue is, of course, about power. It's about votes. But I was rereading part of the Declaration of Independence the other day, which I encourage everyone to do at least once a month. It's a beautiful document, and Thomas Jefferson is just beyond a gift to Western civilization and to the world. And I think that something that we miss is this idea of representative government. And it ties with the entire issue of border jumping and illegal entry into the country, which is that partly why the revolution was fought was that the people in the colonies, the colonists, the American patriots, they complained in the Declaration of Independence to King George that you, King George, don't get to pick your constituents. The constituents get to pick their ruler. Let me say that again. Rulers don't get to pick their constituents. Constituents get to pick their ruler. What the Democrats are trying to do is they're trying to pick their constituency. That's what the illegal immigration debate is all about. They're trying to increase the pool of people so that they get to pick who they govern. That's not the way it actually works. The American system of government is the opposite of that. The American system of government is that the constituents, the people, get to pick who governs them. It's a really important distinction. Steve Cortez, Cut 77, talks about how we are subsidizing illegal entry into the United States, and he's next to a picture of the greatest man of the 20th century, Winston Churchill. I want that picture. Play tape.
The Biden border crisis is the very opposite of compassion. In addition, it's a massive expenditure for American taxpayers. This is new data out from the Washington Post. Right now, to care for 16,000 minors that are in our custody, we're spending $60 million per week. That is $3,750 per child on a yearly basis, $195,000. How many American children get that kind of expenditure, that level of care? By the way, including for these illegal migrant children, in-person schooling for them, while millions of American children are still not attending in-person school.
Subsidizing illegal entry into the country. Because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are trying to pick their constituents. They're subsidizing who they want to represent because they'll vote for them. Not the constituents, us, being able to pick our leader. Because the more people we allow into the country, the more our votes are diluted. The more it spreads out the power of your individual vote. It changes the body politic permanently. And so what we're dealing with, and to tie the Manchin thing together with the southern border crisis, is a question of will the Constitution, which is quite honestly the framework and the firewall of our liberty against tyranny, stand the test? This will be the greatest test of the United States Constitution since slavery. That's right. This will be the greatest test of the United States Constitution since slavery. Where the question is this an irrelevant, outdated, old document that we have to discard, or is this a timeless, beautiful document that exists to protect our freedoms, our liberties, and our purpose? Joe Manchin is saying, I'm going to go on the side of the Constitution. And that tension point is revealing itself because they will not be able to get the massive moonshot issues done, from immigration to the porous border to gun confiscation to the Green New Deal to H.R. 1 to H.R. 5 to state addition to court packing, if they have to slow themselves down. They want to do it in a hurry. You ever do something well in a hurry? Probably not. You make a mistake. There's a reason why the Founding Fathers built it like this. They wanted you to think before you act. Measure twice and cut once, the Founding Fathers wanted us to do. Not have a small glimpse at power and use it to change the country forever. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. God bless. Speak to you soon.